Though the COVID-19 pandemic dominated the airwaves most of the year, there were some other significant developments in 2020. 2020 began with finding ways to help the Rockland County community of Muncie following a December 28, 2019 machete attack during a Hanukkah celebration at a rabbi's home. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo was in Rockland mid-January to announce funding for security infrastructure.
I want everyone to know that we have learned from Muncie, a painful lesson. We've learned from what's going on, and we will respond, and we will react, and we will do everything in our power on every level to make sure this horrific act doesn't happen again.
In February, opposition mounted against a proposed merger between the New York State Bridge Authority and State Thruway Authority, with many wanting to protect the Bridge Authority. Democratic Assemblymember Sandy Galef.
It's just a bad proposal. I'm for change. This is a crazy, crazy change. And so we need to fight it at all avenues, and we will in Albany, in the Assembly and the Senate.
They did, and the merger ultimately did not happen. COVID-19 began taking hold in the Hudson Valley in March, and every story that month focused on the virus. Ditto April, well, pretty much. The night of April 30th, control room operators permanently shut down Indian Point Unit 2. Unit 3 is scheduled to permanently shut down by April 30th in 2021. State Senator Pete Harcum's 40th district includes the Buchanan-based nuclear plant.
You think of the workers, you think of their families. You think of all the people who passed through that reactor and provided energy to all the homes and businesses in the Hudson Valley. And your hearts are with them. You know, this has got to be a bittersweet moment. It's really a bitter moment for many of them.
In November, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission approved the transfer of the Indian Point licenses from Entergy Nuclear Operations to Holtec International for decommissioning, despite calls for the NRC to first hold public hearings, which the commission says it still could do. A shared use path opened across the Mario M. Cuomo Bridge in June, and June 23rd marked congressional primary voting. The spotlight was on the lower Hudson Valley, in New York 16 and New York 17 House races. Progressive Jamal Bowman unseated longtime Democratic Congressman Elliot Engel and went on to win the general election. Progressive Mondaire Jones emerged the winner in a crowded Democratic primary field in the 17th District, where Democrat Nita Lowey did not seek re-election after 16 terms. After his win in November, Jones said his win is for many others.
It's for the little black boy who couldn't wait to take my picture at the Black Lives Matter rally in Croton because he had never seen someone who looked like him up on that podium. It's for the hundreds of thousands of young queer kids from across New York 17 and throughout this country.
On July 30th, New York State adopted maximum contaminant levels, or MCLs, for three chemicals in drinking water. 10 parts per trillion each for PFOA and PFOS, emerging contaminants found in Hoosick Falls and Newburgh, respectively, and 1 part per billion for 1,4-dioxane. Environmental and community advocates wanted to see lower levels adopted and more PFAS chemicals included, but say it's a good start. Brad Hutton is State Health Department Deputy Commissioner for the Office of Public Health.
I think these are still historic and appropriate and protective drinking water standards that will protect New Yorkers for decades to come. And if there's a change in science that warrants an additional review and modification in the future, you know, well, of course, we'll always be open to that.
Tropical storm Isaias hit the first week in August, leaving a large portion of the region without power for several days at a time when tensions were already frayed from upended lives during a pandemic. The State Public Service Commission is in the middle of hearings as part of an investigation into electric utilities' responses to the storm. Central Hudson, Con Edison, and Orange and Rockland Utilities face millions of dollars in penalties. Bard College set up a polling site on Election Day after a long legal battle. Jonathan Becker is Bard's Executive Vice President and Vice President for Academic Affairs.
So first it went really well. We had 20 people lined up to vote at 6 in the morning.
Dutchess County officials announced in November that a former IBM site is a frontrunner for an Amazon warehouse. Riverkeeper President Paul Gallet is stepping down in June, and so went the year. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.